This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The president's pardon of a father-son team of Eastern Oregon ranchers is a great depiction of how out of touch and unresponsive our federal government can be. That's the word from U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, who says Stephen and Dwight Hammond were trying to protect their own land from a wildfire when they set a back burn.
If you look at some of the instances of our federal firefighters doing the same thing, fires can be unpredictable and they sometimes get out of hand when federal government utilizes those techniques.
Newhouse says President Trump did the right thing.
I'm very happy to see that the president pardoned these individuals. They were sentenced incorrectly. It was an excessive sentence for the act that they committed.
He says the judiciary couldn't agree either.
Even the federal judge who originally had only sentenced them to 3 months stated any longer than 3 months would have been a shock to the conscience. But we had federal prosecutors that thought otherwise, and they appealed and succeeded in getting this 5-year sentence, which I thought was totally unreasonable. And so I'm glad to see that the president agreed with that.
The Hammonds' return to prison in 2016 set off a protest leading to the armed takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge near Burns that the Hammonds took no part in. The Hammonds were released and returned home last week to relieved friends and family.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.